Yo, what's up, guys, and welcome back to the brand new What's Good podcast. Bop, bop, bop.
Bam.
What's Good podcast 2.0.
Damn.
Maybe 3.0 or 4.0 now.
Blam.
Because we started in the house. Then we came into here with like no walls.
Sam.
Then we came with the curtains.
Jam.
And now we have this awesome setup.
Yeah.
You know, we should have pretended we're in a new studio.
We are.
Yeah, where we are.
But you could have still pretended.
Damn it. New location.
We finally have upgraded the wall. We used to have a very stinky, dusty curtain
that
Laura was actually kind enough to steam and iron.
But they were impossible to steam. They kept crinkly.
Well, and we moved flat and they were very crinkly again. But now, look how beautiful this is.
Woo! And it's only going to get better. We're going to add some character to it.
Yeah, and if you aren't watching this, you're just listening to it, check out the video to see how much we've improved it. I think we're talking about getting a plant to go next to
real
us.
Real plant.
Yeah, because this wink, already... Wink. Yeah, it'll probably be fake plant.
Yeah.
This already feels like...
Yeah.
This room feels more natural.
We might put them in and think, nah. It might stay like this forever. It might be clean.
I think a little bit of greenery right here.
Mm.
Dope.
Yeah.
We haven't really sorted out a guest angle, but for next week, we will.
Yeah.
We have a guest lined up.
We do.
Hopefully they're free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start of big things.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's like a new wave again. New version of us. It looks really sick as well. Like, it actually looks better on camera. Wait, hold on. It looks already good here.
Yeah.
It looks even better on camera.
The only thing is, we haven't sorted out the colouring, so this should be very blue.
Yeah.
But
we're sorting out some lighting options, obviously.
I feel bad for everyone that can't see it right now.
Yeah, just go. You know what? If you're listening to this, pause Spotify, Apple, whatever you're going to do.
Unless you're driving.
Yeah, then continue. Well, I mean, pause it and focus on the road. Don't
pause it. Just carry on.
Yeah, listen to us. Yeah, but go YouTube, watch the video to see our new studio. But also leave a like and also subscribe.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
We're trying to hit more subscribers than we're on now. You know, you guys watch the clips, you enjoy it, but I feel like you're not subscribed. You know, only 50% of you are. Probably less, you know, on this one.
Well, this isn't really I can say it. Freezy's video.
Yeah.
I will talk about this to start with, really quick.
Yeah.
So Freezy has done a video. I mean, you can guess what it is by what I'm about to say, but I won't tell you anything more.
Yeah, go on.
He asked me a couple years ago something like I'd like to achieve. And one of the things I said was, I want this podcast channel to hit 1 million subscribers.
And we're nowhere near.
He asked me again yesterday, and I said 600K.
Yeah. So, and you know what? The only people to blame are you guys. No?
Yeah, sure.
You know what?
I don't know if that's how you get subs.
I'm just kidding, lol. When Ethan comes on, we need him to do the thing.
Didn't we say we were going to get him to do it every week?
Yeah, you said I was actually going to ask him to do as like an audio bite.
Yeah,
we could
just have it as like a button.
You know what? I'll say to him, I want an audio bite, but you have to come on to record it.
Yeah.
And we'll clip that and then use it.
Yeah. So your way of getting our audio clip is by saying you have to come on our show.
Yeah, Ethan, you have to. And we've also got an idea to get Harry on as well. Which we'll announce.
I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't think it's going to work, but we're going to work on it.
We'll try our best.
Yeah. One of the options is get him drunk and then ask him on camera and tweet it out. The other option is bribery.
Yeah.
We have a third choice,
blackmail.
Yeah.
We're not going to. So, the hope is there.
Yeah. When I say bribery, it's all legal, Just pay him.
Yeah. Sure. Don't know about the blackmailing, but yeah.
Yeah.
But this is very sick. This is actually built by the same people that do the sets for Sidemen. So like the Guess the Fake Couple, The Price is Right, all of that.
Amazing.
So
they smashed it. Wait, just shout them out. Get the Instagram.
Yes. I was about to have a go at it, but I thought, you know what? If I get it wrong, it's just more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Monkey See Scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check them out on Instagram. If you guys need anything like this, hit them up. Thing is, right, we actually love this as just a hangout space now, so it's so much sicker to come in here and just chat with people. We were chatting to other people earlier, so it's like, it's just sick. JJ had a look. You know what, we need to get JJ in here now. He needs a new reason to come now.
Well, we need to make sure that this is all set up.
We've
got a couple things lined up. As I said, we've got like a plant or two to make it feel that much better.
Yeah.
We're gonna get new lighting in the next couple weeks. We're gonna get everything sorted.
Yeah.
And it only goes up from here.
Only like Simon and I are men of very many talents, but we can't do everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're so handsome, we're so good at music, we're so good at like videos, we're so funny. Like, but like lighting, we're not the best at that.
Yeah.
So we need someone unfunny like Con to come help us.
Someone not as good looking.
Con again. Bald as well.
Yeah.
We've got great hair. I mean, I wear a hat all the time, but still got great hair.
You know what I feel really like awkward with, right? I got this new shaker.
Yeah.
Not a shaker. What would you even class it as?
I'd say, well, I would say something that you would laugh at me. Yeah, jug.
Jug.
Yeah, that's jug.
So it's like a MyProtein, like, water holder kind of thing. And I thought it was bigger than it was. It told me the size on the site.
You don't know measurements, do you?
I just didn't look it up.
Yeah.
So Logan has one of these as well. I don't know if it's MyProtein, but he always has one on his podcast. Massive, I noticed. His is massive. So I feel like I'm just like a BTEC version.
I reckon his is like
double
times four.
Really?
Because you know,
his one is actually the ones we used to have.
I think his is double that.
Oh yeah, wow.
And this is half what we used to have. So.
Wow. So I'm a quarter of Logan.
Yeah, yeah. That's still good though. To be fair.
Sure. Well, I like the water.
So. Anyway, yeah, subscribe.
Yeah. The more subs we get, the better this will get.
Literally, guys, it's your fault we don't have sicker guests on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've only had like people like Kaluk, Talia, KSI.
Wow, no, I like those guests.
Yeah. Oh, yo, by the way, if we had an idea for our 100th episode, we're going to do a tier list of all our previous guests. Subscribers? Sorry, previous guests. Oh, subscribers would be in D tier. I'm kidding, I'm joking. No, I love you all, really. I do love you all.
Yeah, we want to do a tier list of all the guests. We can look back at some of the best moments.
And the worst. To be fair, like, none of them would be worst, but we have to put some low.
Yeah. But I've got a good idea already of some.
Yeah, so. Ellen Bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we stitched them up with the audio there.
Yeah. Oh,
that
man.
Was a stinky audio one as well.
I mean, hopefully it's not happening right now, you know?
Oh, no. Oh no.
Yeah. It's the cables. We've got a new cabling arriving soon.
That was actually me. That wasn't the cable.
Oh,
that was
me. Yeah. At some point, hopefully, we're going to have your bro over here.
Well, we haven't spoken to him about that, so let's probably not talk about that.
True. Well, Nick, you have no choice. You know? I'm joking.
But yeah, lockdown has started to ease now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It actually started yesterday.
Yeah. So lockdown is officially over, I think, but the restrictions are still in place. So
it's only you can meet up to six people outside plus outdoor sports activities.
The rule of six is back.
Yeah.
We've had this before.
A few things that are easing, but I think it's April 12th is the most things are.
Yeah.
Gyms are opening April 12th.
And then something
Josh has, what is it? Gym Lad Begins or something like that.
Yeah. April 12th. Josh has been drinking soda again.
Cider as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not even diet. Soda or cider?
No.
Full fat red Coke.
Fat red Coke.
Yeah. but to be fair, he has said like, he has been.
Oh, he says I'm doing it until the 12th. Yeah. And then he'll go ham.
And he has been pretty ill, right? He got like COVID and he had bad COVID.
I don't think that's anything to do with the.
No, but I'm saying it's probably just Coke. No, I reckon he's just feeling down. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh, like, yeah, you know, probably.
Just snack food.
Although I've realized like all this stuff like, you know, junk food, late nights, late mornings and stuff, or afternoon wakeups, it makes me feel worse.
Yeah.
Like I had a few days where I woke up at, what did I wake up at? I woke up at like 10. Most productive I've been in about 5 years.
Wow.
It's a lie. It's about 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Round up to five if you want to.
And when I wake up that time, I don't want to have takeaways, like, et cetera. So
yeah,
I need to get into that. But
my issue is that like when I first moved to London, Laura... obviously Laura used to work back in Nottingham, but when we moved here, she was doing her own business and we started poker around together. But originally she was in the flat with me. So I'd wake up and I'm not going to order takeaway if Laura's there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not very good at cooking, but Laura will be like, no, don't have Subway. Don't have this and that, you know? Whereas now she's at the warehouse and I'm on my own.
So you order takeaway.
No one to stop me. Yeah. I wake up late and I'm hungry. Even though I've got a fridge full of food, I'm like, you know what? I might order something. It's lockdown. I'm sad, you know?
Is that how you talk when no one's around?
Yeah. That's my inside voice. That's what I always sound like in my head. But so I need to fix that. I've actually tweeted it. It's like a meme. I put it on Instagram. I don't usually do that, but it's like March 21st, like slim, then March 20th. Sorry, March 21st, 2020, slim, March 21st, 2021. Like, it's like Kermit. It's like skinny, nice, fat. So I feel like everyone's just been eating there.
Yeah, feel that.
I thought the gym's going to be rammed, you know?
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Everything's going to be.
Yeah.
Like restaurants, etc.
Yeah, cinemas. They're coming back as well.
Who was I talking to? I was talking to someone about it and they said, oh yeah, I booked a restaurant or like a bar. They booked a table at a bar.
Yeah.
And it's literally booked for the next 3 months.
I saw.
It's like, surely not.
I had an email. Cause like, me and Laura booked it. You know when like lockdown ended the first time? I think that's the second lockdown. It's like you can free, you can go do meals again. me and Laura didn't take advantage of that at all, which I think why the issue lockdown three has been so bad, because we didn't really like make the most of it when you could go out. But we booked a meal, like Christmas meal type thing at Nobu. And literally the day we booked was the first day to go when it was like lockdown. That was when lockdown first started. So they had to cancel it because I set up with an account with Nobu. They emailed me saying you can now book again for May, but I've left it too long. I imagine it's going to be rammed.
It will be, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, takeaway for me. Back to takeaway. It's like Thanos.
Well, I feel like everyone is just in a good mood this week because it's sunny.
It's been, yeah.
But I feel like next week it's going to be raining again.
You know what? The first day of like lockdown ending was sunny.
Yeah.
And day two was.
As well. Although we spent all day in here today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been nice though, you know.
To be fair, this room when you open up the curtains is nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm outside.
Yeah. Especially with this. It felt like.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in the woods.
In a beer garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have had a beer.
Oh. We should do that, you know. Yo, beer companies, if you want to sponsor us. That'd be dope if we got sponsored by, you know, we could have a fridge here, a beer fridge instead of the stupid plant.
Yeah, or we make one. What's good beer? IPA.
You want to go through that?
Nah.
What's good? This beer.
Yeah.
Check it
out.
Oh, that could be good.
That's how we should do every ad, you know.
What's good?
Especially PN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, expect that from the...
You know what? And also, you know what? Brands are price going up now because that's...
Yeah, because that's what? That's amazing. What's good?
Your brand.
Not other competitors.
Your brand here. Insert your brand is good. But I'm excited. I feel like, obviously the pandemic's been awful, but I feel like one good thing it's done is make us realize how much we need like socializing, going out.
My worry is that this is going to happen again.
It will. I think it will.
Like even with the vaccine. Lockdown,
yeah.
And this is why I want to say I'm going to make the most of going out. Like,
yeah. But then would that like, inevitably, would that cause the next one to happen? You know what I'm saying? The more people take advantage of it.
I feel like I feel like I'm still quite responsible with...
Yeah, masks.
If I go out...
Yeah. Sanitizer.
Yeah. Like it will be... I feel like I'm just as likely... When I go out, the way I go out, I'm just as likely to catch it from food delivery at home as I am from...
Got you.
So...
Yeah. I hope most people are like that as well and aren't like, oh, it's over. Mask off, you know?
Yeah.
There's a vaccine now, you know?
Yeah.
Diving into like swimming pools. Like shared swimming pools, what I meant. You know, like, I don't know. Kissing and stuff like that. You know? Don't kiss, guys.
Yeah, no one kiss.
No one kiss. No one kiss.
Just us.
Just us, yeah.
Off camera. Oh, okay. I was going to say with our own respective partners.
I don't kiss Laura, I kiss you.
Okay. So, I mean, like I've already planned to play football soon because I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to go for a meal as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Obviously that's not yet.
We've
still got a couple of weeks for that. But gym opening. Are you going to go? Are you going to start going?
But I'm going to go to like one. I'm going to go to a different one than all you lot.
Nah, I'm going to find the one you go to. God. I'm going to cycle to you. Nah, I feel like me and you, we could have like we could meet in the middle and both be hench.
True. That's true, actually. We can meet in the middle. But I've seen you run. You can run forever on that side.
But I won't run.
No. It's that cool?
Because you can lift a lot more than me, but I can run more than you.
I'm in the stage of lifting, like, actually, like, pretty well.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like a plan. I used to have, like...
Would you do, if you went to the gym, like, when it opens, when you go, will you just do, like, cardio-based stuff, or will you do, like, lifts and stuff?
Well, I actually, you know, learned something the other day. It's not, you know, people assume that like obviously like weightlifting makes you, you know, you burn less calories. It's like cardio is better for losing weight, and then like you know, weight is better for obviously
just gaining muscle,
getting bigger.
Stuff,
yeah, but it's not like you still can lose bare weight lifting because it's calories, isn't it? You burn calories, and sometimes you burn more lifting heavy stuff. So what I'll probably do is get to the gym, do a bit of running, treadmill, you know what I'm saying, maybe back a little bit or whatever, anything like that, and then I'll go weights probably.
See, we could do that together.
Yeah.
Cause then, right, we would do the run together. And I wouldn't struggle as much.
Yeah.
But then we'd do the weights and you wouldn't struggle.
True. True.
It could be a good partnership. Because I could push you. I could be like, yo, come on, run.
Yeah, run
faster.
And
then you're like, come on, lift.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could work.
Yeah.
And then we meet in the middle and become Super Hulk.
Yeah. 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 I feel like, I think we need like a third party, like Reeve.
Reeve will make us feel bad.
He will. Well, but he's nice though.
Yeah. No, he's so nice. He won't make us feel bad on purpose. But I'll look at him and go, well, I'm not that.
I had a PT. I had a PT at uni and I hated him.
See, no, Reeve has trained me before for a couple. It was just before COVID hit. Just before lockdown. We just started getting into a routine and it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
I just don't ask someone to tell me what to do. So he was like, run faster. I'm like, fuck off. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you to tell me? He's like, I'm your PT. My goal is to make you look like run better. I'm like, mmm. True. Like, lift more. I'm like, I can't lift anymore. It's like, no, push. Really... I'm like, well, I know he's trying to help me, but just.
You know? No, Reeve's really good.
Yeah.
And he's really good at, like, I've had other PTs that kind of, you know, they'll be like, okay, do 10 press ups. And they're like, okay, 1 minute rest. If you start a conversation with them, they always take longer than a minute.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, oh yeah. Okay. 10 press ups. Reeve like has this conversation, but the second minute hits, he's literally like, yeah, so I was going out the other weekend and we went, minute hit, go. And I'm like, that's the best way. Obviously,
yeah. Or you're having a break and you start a conversation with your PT. Like, how's the weekend, man?
Yeah.
You don't care. No. You're just trying to get a longer break.
I just want an extra 45 seconds. Yeah. But he's good at
I used to be like, when PT, I'm like, oh, I'm going, like, I would not get a water bottle on purpose.
Oh yeah. You wait for 59 seconds or whatever. And then you're like, I'm going to quickly get water.
And I'll start like, a fountain for ages. Yeah. Like, just have like a minute. Like, Yeah. Oh, bro, I need to pee. Like, damn. Now I've drank too much water. I need to go, like, bathroom, give me a sec. But, nah, I'm looking forward to it, really. It's just like, yeah, it's just lockdown.
Well, I cycled for the first time again yesterday. Yeah, for ages. So
sick.
It's so much fun, especially when it's warm.
It is fun.
Because before it's like Arctic conditions. Yeah. So you have to wear like a face mask to keep your face warm, gloves, jacket.
I remember cycling back from here once with like torrential rain because Uber was like x5 when everyone was going out. I was like, I'm not doing that. And it was also like 10-minute wait or longer. It's like an hour wait or something like that. I was like, well, I can't get home. I literally can't. There was a line bike, so I got on that. It was like raining. My laptop was like getting wet. My hands were like, cause obviously like, if you're going to plan to cycle, you might take some gloves.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But like, I didn't plan. So like, my hands were so cold.
Yeah.
Got home and I was like, I need a shower.
See, yesterday I cycled. I was wearing a t-shirt, a light hoodie and shorts. Mm. I was sweating.
Yeah.
I was wearing a hoodie. It was awful.
Hot. Yes, it was awful. Hot, wasn't it?
But I have a bone to pick with the people of London.
Yeah.
Why does no one know how to like have social awareness? Mm. I'm cycling on this path and I get, okay, cyclists aren't more important than
walkers. Drivers or walkers?
Walkers. I get.
I was a crisp now.
You know the whole thing of like everyone hates cyclists.
Well, I feel like everyone in cars hates cyclists. Cyclists hate drivers, and then walkers. I don't know.
They're just zombies.
Yeah,
but I'm driving. I'm cycling down this path, and it's clear one side is to go forward, the other is going forward like against us. Kind of thing. Like it's like the whole way down. This is like a 2 mile cycle. This part.
Yeah.
Along the river. And, you know, it's a clear one way, like each side. Mm-hmm. So then the way I kind of was doing it was I'd be on the left behind people.
Yeah.
And then when a gap appeared on the right, like say there's like 20 yards before the next person, I'd overtake mm-hmm. and then cycle slow and then overtake. I was doing that. Yeah. But the second that gap became apparent, the person walking on the left decides, nah, I want to walk in the middle of the path. Just
stay there, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm like, there's people behind you. There's runners that are like, excuse me, have to like swerve out of the way. I'm trying to swerve out of the way. I want to punch them in the back of their head.
You should do.
It should be a law. You should be allowed.
I've said this a long time ago, remember? I was like, if someone's slow in front of you, you should be allowed to like whack them on the head.
If they have no social awareness, like if they're slow.
Yeah, not, you can't shit people.
Yeah.
But like, if they're slow in the way, you should be like legally allowed to be like, yeah. Whap.
Like, you know, get out of the way. Stand on escalators.
Yeah, yeah.
In the middle and they have their arms off on each banister. Yeah, and you're like, sorry, excuse me. And then you push by their arm and they look at you like you're the dickhead.
Yeah, or in the underground where it literally says every single like 1 meter.
Stand on the left.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand on the left. Yeah. And then you get one Donnie stands on the right, leaning, talking to someone.
Yeah.
Move!
I think it's stand on the right, walk on the left.
I don't know.
In fact, when I'm walking down, I've been so long. It's been so long.
Oh, it might be standing on the right.
Yeah.
Whichever side it is.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no. Everyone's going to be like, you're the dickhead side.
But in America, on the left. Well, I was going to say, in America, it might be the opposite way around, but in America, they don't have that law.
No.
Or rule. They just.
And you're probably allowed to punch people in the head.
Yeah.
But they see.
Yeah. With a gun.
But.
Yeah. But now, man, yeah, I'm excited for that kind of like going out a little bit. We need to like go for meals and stuff and socialize.
Yeah, for sure.
Saw Vidal yesterday. Yeah. And I was like, when's the last time I saw you? He was like, 2019. I said, no way.
I think no I might way. Have seen him once.
But yeah, but I didn't go to his fight. I didn't go to the Gibb fight in Dubai in Miami. And he was like, yeah, why would I have seen you in 2020? There's no event, you know?
That is wild.
and stuff like that is where you do get a bit like sad. Because
it's like Freezy said, he thought, well, we thought that when we did that last, like when we answered the questions last time, we thought it was not that long ago.
No.
But we had a whole year that we both forgot about.
Yeah.
And it's just because you just write it off.
And yeah, now all you can remember is lockdown. Like I can't remember. I can remember like long distant memories, but I can't remember like the year before lockdown because everything has just been lockdown.
Yeah.
You know, virus, pandemic. But anyway, let's talk about what's good.
This podcast, this wall.
Yeah.
This wall is good.
This wall's great good.
Hell yeah. Okay. So this week they come from Jacob Windy.
Ooh. Hello, Jacob. Is it Windy where you're from?
Oh.
Chicago.
Damn.
The Windy Chi-town. City. Chi-town. Stand up.
The Windy Apple.
The Big Wind.
That's not that, is it?
No. It's like a fart, isn't it? The Big Wind.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of like fart TikToks on my For You page recently. I sent one to someone, that's why, and I've just been getting, like, someone was driving.
You watch for longer,
yeah.
It feeds you more like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Jacob. It was Jacob, right? I did say Jacob. Mm. Jacob Windy. Okay, first one. TikTokers making YouTube videos.
Yeah, let on.
I actually agree with you. Like, everyone always says like, oh, TikTokers are cringy, and it's like, well, they're literally just YouTubers. The TikToks themselves can be cringy, sure, if you think so, but
we're at a point now though where like TikTok is so diverse, YouTube is so diverse. Like you can have cringy YouTubers who go on TikTok, just as you can have cringy TikTokers go on YouTube. Yeah. Like not everyone's cringy.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like what we learned about from Vine is that like the reason Viners did so well on YouTube, you know, David Dobrik, Liza Koshy, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, the reason they did so well.
You know what? Did well.
Did well. The reason they did so well is because they knew how to entertain in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
So when they came onto YouTube, they're like so engaging. Well. Yeah. So similar with TikTok, you know, TikTok. And what I like about TikTok more than Vine was that I felt like Vine was random, a bunch of random memes, but I felt like Vine had like Viners a lot more, like creators. Whereas on TikTok, anyone can like get.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like you get regular.
You still get the top. Like,
yeah.
You still get the top.
Bryce Hall type people, but you still get like completely random people who are often funnier and more authentic.
Yeah.
You know? So I do like that. You know, I feel like
Ollie Ball's blowing up.
Ollie Ball, yeah. I feel like people like that though struggle on YouTube, whereas people like Bryce will do well on YouTube.
I mean, I've seen a few Bryce Hall vlogs and they're very like, this isn't a diss that like he's copying or anything. Very Logan Paul style.
Yeah.
The quick punch-ins, blah, blah, blah. He plugs his merch every 30 seconds. Like, they are good videos. Though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, they're
for what they are.
Like, yeah. Like, they're not my type of video, but they are good.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think and ultimately just more people making content just ups levels constantly. Yeah.
And who are we to be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
They can't make YouTube videos. It's our platform.
Nah. Get away from our platform. Stick to TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I want to make TikTok, so.
Yeah.
Do I?
You do.
I want to make TikTok. I do want to make TikTok.
Yeah.
Everyone should watch Randolph on TikTok. He's hilarious.
Thanks. I've only posted one in the last like year though.
Yeah, but it was funny.
Yeah, it was good. Funny. You watch it. Go watch it. It's really good.
All right. Second one. Collecting stamps.
Yeah. I have to leave a light on. I can't sit here with, like collecting Pokemon cards and not allow people to collect stamps.
So I had this argument with my dad.
Collects stamps.
My dad collects stamps. But I had this argument with him.
Right.
Because he was like, I spoke to him about Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
And I said how this was ages ago when me and you bought the box.
Yeah.
And it cost like £20,000. I said, oh yeah, we bought this box, blah, blah, blah. He was like, you're spending that on what? Like what? And I explained to him the whole, you know, oh yeah, you can get them graded. You can blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, so it's like stamp collecting. And I was like, no, because that's boring. But kind of, yeah.
You have to allow it, you know, because in the same way we like Pokemon cards, your dad could enjoy stamps. Like, it's boring to us.
Yeah.
Pokemon might be boring to him, but Pokemon is cooler than stamps. Like, come on.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh yeah, but stamps have a use because obviously they send letters. And I was like, yeah, but Pokemon's a game as well.
It's a game.
So you can play it, but.
Yeah, and like, you lick stamps, you don't lick Pokemon cards. Well, true. Unless you're weird.
Lick a tongue.
You don't lick him back though.
Some people do.
Some people do. If you want, JJ, KSI did kiss one of my cards.
Exactly. You could sell that card.
Someone offered to buy it for $500.
And?
I said no. Weird, isn't it?
You're a bad businessman, you know.
Yeah, I am. It's weird though.
So,
true. I should replace it.
Yeah, just get him to lick another one.
Yeah, just lick Pokemon.net where KSI licks all the cards.
You have like each set, and then you just have like KSI lick.
Yeah.
But no, I said the big difference for me was I don't think you can like grade stamps?
You can.
Can you?
Well, you can grade
I was wrong.
You can grade Pokemon stickers.
Yeah.
And stickers are stamps in a sense, right? You can grade with PSA, you can grade anything. You can grade autographs.
My ass?
No. Maybe a scan of your ass, maybe.
Grade everything then.
No, I think sometimes you don't get a grade, you get an authentication. So like they'll authenticate the signature. So
they could authenticate my ass.
Maybe. If you can prove that it's your ass, somehow, then they'll do it. So this, I'm sure they could authenticate stamps. They do coins. You can grade coins. You can grade birth certificates,
professional
death certificates.
Professional signatures and arses.
Yeah.
That's
what
PSA stands for.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yeah.
It does.
Two likes on so far.
For sure. I mean, collecting stamps, I ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
But you've got to respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Wearing scarves when it's not cold.
Off. It gets so itchy and warm and sweaty.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be like, if you're next, they're really good if it's cold.
Yeah.
So good. Because like, your head is always, your head and your hands are what get cold the easiest. And when they're cold, your whole body's cold. Whereas like if your whole body could be freezing, but if your head and your hands are okay, it's better.
I heard a rumor a while ago and I never looked up if it was real or not. Mm. Apparently there's heat receptors in the back of your neck.
Mm.
So like a way to warm yourself up quick is to put like hot water just there. Mm. Never knew if it was true or not. So can you let me know?
I guess the same way if you've got a fever, you're really warm. You'll put like a wet flannel on the back of your neck or your head, forehead. When I was ill, my mum used to do that when I had chicken pox. By the way, this thing on my head, it's a chicken pox scar.
Is it?
I think I've ever spoken on a podcast, but I get a lot of comments always like, what's that dot on his head? So anyone who wonders, it's a chicken pox scar. I had chicken pox, almost died from him.
Dot.
yeah. And I'm like, it's one of the things that I always reply to because it's not hate. Like, it's just wondering, people are like, what's the hole in your head? I'm like,
it's my mouth.
My dad used to tell people that I got shot in the war. So when I was at school.
To be fair, you could have been like sideways. They shot sideways and skimmed you there.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. When I was at school, I didn't say that. I said straight on. Probably would have helped me.
I mean, straight on? What, you just bounced off?
I'm so strong. But yeah, at school, I was like, oh, what's that down your head? I was like, I got shot in the war, mate. How old are you?
All right. My light's off for that as well.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Yeah. VIP tickets. Don't really get this one.
Oh, I know what it means. Oh, wait. Do they mean like the influencer ones? Or do they mean like, I reckon, it could mean anything. It could be like,
How do you want to interpret it?
I think like VIP tickets, like backstage or meet and greet or like, because it can't mean like better seats, right? I think VIP must mean like VIP access behind stage access to a concert.
Yeah. Something. Without the meet and greet, what do you think?
Because
the meet and greet is like, that's just the thing. Like people want to meet the artist.
Yeah. So without the meet and greet.
Without the meet and greet. So I don't know what to do.
Behind the scenes, maybe.
Yeah. Like that kind of thing.
I'd say yeah. I mean, I think like creators, especially like creators, do it as a way to just like earn way more money. So if it's not worth it, I think people can, like, you know, remember there was it like the James Charles or someone used to charge like $500 for a meet and greet, or the Dobre brothers or something, whatever they were called.
I never understand, right? I feel like they got very little backlash over the price they did it for. Because I remember we did an event. Where do we do it? We did it with multiple. We did
Upload, someone near.
No, not those. We did like a Emirates, for example.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember
Where we literally did the whole day.
Yeah.
Where it was literally like a 5-hour thing. And there was only 50 people or something like that. Or 80 people. Something like that. Tickets were expensive. Like they were £70 to £100 or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was literally limited to those people and it literally covered the cost
of to run the event.
The event. And we also gave like a bunch of free clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you actually got more money than it was worth. And it was like, I remember the backlash being like, £70 for a meet and greet. And I was like, but it's also 5 hours with just like, it wasn't one person comes in, by the way. It was we're in the room with them for 5 hours.
Wasn't like drinks as well, like food.
Oh yeah, we provided drinks, food for the whole time, games, consoles, everything. So it was like.
And it was not many people, was it? It was like your top like supporters.
It was literally like, I think it was 50 people.
Yeah.
So it was literally a case of like.
Is it? I think that's.
I was like, that was.
That was a long time ago when like these type of events were a little bit more like taboo. But the issue is like there's no gray area. Sorry, it's a gray area. There's no like
right price.
Yeah, like VIP could be, you know, it could be £1,000, right? And it could be incredible. You know what I'm saying? Like you get flown in on a helicopter or like, you know, rent a, I don't know, you get like a house to stay in for like 2 weeks. You know, like it could be anything. But then like, who's to decide what it is? And you have to go through it with a comb and be like, is that good? Is that good? So it's hard to judge.
Everyone only hears the price.
Yeah.
Like if someone went, okay, for example, all right, there's a KSI concert next week.
Yeah.
There's going to be 10 VIP tickets and it's 10 grand each.
Mm.
But that person gets flown in first class anywhere from the world.
Yeah.
Gets to come on stage, chill with JJ for the whole weekend. Gets given like every...
PS5.
They get a console, everything, stuff like that. They'd be like, 10 grand, no.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, but have you like...
Yeah.
If you work out the market value of each thing and like what each of them's worth, then it would... might add up.
Yeah, true. So you have to take it with a grain of salt. Maybe the Dobre Brothers was awesome. But then to be fair, you see some videos with it.
Hi.
yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a hard one. We don't know what you mean. Try and be as specific as possible with these questions.
Yeah.
Like put like VIP backstage passes for concerts, you know?
Yeah, like this next one, obviously this is very vague, but you'll be able to do it.
Okay.
Lego.
Oh yeah, well, bro.
Jesus Christ, that's bright.
Yeah, but well, who hates Lego? I guess if you stand on it, but like, Lego's sick.
You know what? I think that's massively overrated in how much it hurts to stand
like
on
a
Lego.
Like a meme, but no, I think it's like...
A plug?
I had a plug go through my foot once.
That's different.
Yeah.
Lego is like, oh.
Yeah.
A plug is like, oh, my foot is off.
I guess Lego is similar. I mean, it is a meme. I do agree it just hurt, but like, I guess it's a similar thing as like... To be fair, you're different though. Because people who never wear socks,
thanks, lad.
People who never wear socks are very
hard footed.
Yeah, pebbles at the beach doesn't hurt them. You know, you can just walk past them.
So to
you
be might fair, just be... I used to always have to go get the like. I have to take the bins out, and we had a gravel driveway.
So yeah,
you're just go without shoes.
Your feet are hard, mate. You're used to them.
They're not anymore because I've been living in soft London.
Yeah, this carpet is really soft.
It is. There. And I get to enjoy it more than you because you're wearing socks.
I'm wearing socks. Yeah, holding them though, I can feel a bit of the carpet. But yeah, I think...
Lego is sick.
Yeah, Lego. You can't deny.
World Cup in Qatar.
Off? I feel like...
Not a big fan.
No, I mean, if there's like the... I feel like the workers have had like awful conditions to work in, right? I've heard very bad stories in a minute.
Yeah.
They're going to move it to... I guess, typically, moving it, I don't mind so much because it's the weather, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you can't hate on a country for having hot weather. Like, you know, you got to cater... You got Qatar. You got Qatar to all countries, even if that is Qatar. Cater to Qatar. Yeah, that's sick.
It's like gonna be in Randolph's next song.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna cater to Qatar. Move on, but yeah, like I think light off for the working conditions.
Yeah,
like they were made
from
to like
stories
work
that
in
we've
heat.
Heard.
Yeah, nonstop heat and stuff. So yeah, but
allegedly,
like, nothing against the country. Like nothing against any country.
Yeah, allegedly.
Unless they're bad.
This is just what we heard allegedly.
Yeah, we're not really smart people, to be honest.
No, we're not. Fake nails / eyelashes.
Yeah, I'm fine. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I can't hate on that.
No.
Yeah, like, it's what it is, you know?
What kind of fake nails? What ones do you like?
Pokeballs.
Okay, do you like really long nails?
No.
Do you like... Someone will get that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Not really long nails, but not like, a bit of nails is all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like your back scratch with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels really good.
I do, yeah. Really nice. The thing is, like, you know when you ask someone to itch your back, it just gets worse, doesn't it? The left
you don't
bit,
want it to stop.
Right a bit, yeah.
And you don't want it to stop as well. As soon as they stop, you're like,
come back.
I'll do it myself.
Yeah,
it was good, but I'll just have to do it to myself.
Yeah.
All right. Two different socks. So odd socks.
Nah.
Not a fan.
Nah,
you always seem to... Actually, I've seen you wear odd socks.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I don't wear odd socks.
You do.
The only way I would wear an odd sock is if they're both the same brand, but they're a different version of the brand. It's like the Nike ticks longer than the other, but they're still both white and they're still both...
I feel like I've seen you wear two different bamboo socks.
Yeah, but they're still both black socks. One will say bam small, one will say bam big.
So different socks.
Yeah, but we wouldn't say they're odd though.
They are odd.
No, because they're both the same color. You know, it's just a different version, different year, different make.
So they're odd.
Yeah. You're odd. You're odd.
I am. It'd be boring to be normal.
Yeah, exactly. I'm unique. But now my brother...
He said no and he turned your eye off.
My brother likes to wear odd socks. Each to their own. But I don't.
You can buy odd socks. How weird is that?
You buy two versions of odd socks.
No.
And then you make them odd to make them even.
Oh.
That's sick. It's technically you, odd, but the
okay. So yeah. You turn up and you'd be like, look at my socks, and you'd be like, yeah, what? Be like, they're odd. No, they're not.
No, but you don't know. You don't know me.
You don't know.
You don't know what I've gone through to do this. I've been pairing
socks.
War.
I got them in the war. I got shot in.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Making pizza yourself.
I'm not going to turn my light off. The thing is, I feel like...
You know what I am? I want to turn my light off. I feel like one of the best things about ordering pizza, like one of the... As good as pizza is ever... I love all sorts of pizza, but the dough that you get everywhere, you just can't recreate at home.
Yeah.
And I know that's obvious, but...
I would make pizza at home. I'll turn my light on. I'll leave my light on, to be fair.
Okay.
Because like... I wouldn't do it for taste, but I'd do it for the fun.
That I understand. Like, yeah. But to me, that's making anything at home.
Nah, but pizza's like rolling pin, you know, tomato sauce. Then like sprinkle the cheese on it, salt-based style, you know?
Yeah.
And then you eat it, you're like, this is horrible. Yeah. Parmesan's, please.
Yeah.
But we're spoiled though. Like in London, you get like anything, like Pizza Express, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Parmesan's. Pizza is such a thing where if you name any of those brands, I guarantee someone right now is open their phone or going into a new tab to go and order some pizza.
Yeah, 100%.
Let us know in the comments if you're the... Let us know in the comments and subscribe if you're one of those people. You know, and if you're not subscribed and you're not eating pizza, just subscribe anyway.
All right. Fan fictions.
The weird ones, no. But I don't think there's anything wrong with like the thing is, I feel like fan fictions now are always associated with like erotic versions and weird messed up versions. Whereas like fan fiction could just be like,
yeah,
you know, Randolph and Simon.
They could be like us turning into superheroes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Someone please do that. Make a cartoon.
Yeah,
a comic.
Yeah, but don't
imagine the What's a Good Comic. We could release one edition.
Bro, that'd be sick. We should do that.
I'm going to hit up comic companies and we're going to have the What's Good Company. Uh-huh. No, company? We're going to have the What's Good Superheroes and we'll turn into like superheroes. We'll fight crime.
And our guests can be featured in.
Yeah.
We'll...
And then we'll put it on a website and we'll do like 100 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's sick, actually.
We're going to make a What's Good Comic.
Yeah, we shouldn't have told everyone, though.
Nah, because now someone might hit us up.
Yeah. If you're involved in that, and if you know how to do that, then let us know.
Or if you're just a really good artist.
Yeah, true. I know. Because
then they could do the drawings, and then we could just find someone that will publish it. Yeah. Done.
Easy.
Yeah.
£1 billion we just made.
A billion.
Yeah, with a B.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to buy a new wall. We're going to finish the box.
Yeah.
We can finish the box and, you know.
That'd be sick, actually.
That wouldn't. It'd be horrible.
It would.
I feel so enclosed. If this wall went across and back.
Then we could filter it on the top as well. It'd be like a complete cube.
That'd be all. I feel so claustrophobic.
Enjoy it.
Okay. I mean, if they're sexual fan fictions, I'd turn my light off.
Yeah.
Personally. Sure. It's just my thing. Like, if I wrote it about someone else, it'd be a bit weird.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All right. Bluetooth over-ear headphones. So basically, wireless headphones.
Do they not mean the one where, like, Uber drivers will wear or businessmen will wear?
Oh, maybe.
The thing is, I love those. They're so funny. Yeah.
They're like, okay, bye.
They look, yeah. Like, I guess essentially an AirPod, but that goes over.
Yeah.
Do they?
I guess so, right? No, headphones, though. Headphones
Bluetooth over-ear headphones.
Well, so headphones is headphones. So it's like...
Bluetooth headphones, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, good then. Yeah.
Yeah, like wireless.
Yeah. I mean, they are what they are, right? Like, no wires is really nice. If they keep the quality to it like many of them do, great. You got to charge them, but it's part of the game.
You know what? I'm not a fan. I don't have anything against them. I just never buy them.
But you do.
Do I?
I swear you have some.
Not that I know.
Are they Talia's?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because I have nothing against them and I rate anyone who likes them. It's just my thing is when I'm out and I want to listen to something, I have the AirPods so I can still hear like around.
You don't like airplane mode then? Complete sound, noise cancelling headphones on a plane. No,
it makes me a bit dizzy.
True. I guess it's the same thing you mentioned about claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Being claustrophobic.
But I'm not claustrophobic is the weird thing.
You just said you were.
No, I'd get claustrophobic, but I'm not claustrophobic.
Oh. Well then what? Then you're lying then. So if this was enclosed, you'd be fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd be all right, but I'd be like, I want to get out of it.
You heard it here first. We're locking this up, guys. No one can come in. Even KSI, unless he used to be on the podcast.
Yeah, because then we get views.
Yeah.
And then we can pay for our comic.
Yeah.
And earn a second $1 billion.
Yeah. Two billies.
Yeah. All right. Next one. And this is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
TV show reunions.
I would like to turn my light off, but I'm going to leave it on because like, I would say, I'd be like, oh, this is not as good as the first one. It's not, but I still want it to happen.
Is that a reunion or is that like a new series?
Reunion, yeah. Like if Friends reunited, you call it a Friends reunion.
But
Suits reunion, Scrubs reunion.
Don't they normally do like, didn't they do a Friends reunion or something and it was just them answering some questions or something?
That doesn't count. Like, that thing we call it, the, I don't think like, we, they might
what would you class as a reunion of a TV show?
Like a Christmas one-off special or a new series.
So like if Friends did like, Friends, where are they now kind of thing? And it was like, it was still them as their characters.
Oh, and it was still, filmed by the guys who originally made it.
Yeah.
It was on the same like, network type. Yeah. Well, it could be different network.
Like it would be a completely different set, etc. Because they're all like, you know, married Joey now, might be abroad and he's just come back from holiday or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I'd say like it would never be as good as it was, but like I'd still watch it, obviously. Like I'll be a sucker for it. So I'll leave my light on, I think.
Yeah.
More for it. American Pie, The Reunion was a good film.
I feel like with TV shows, the main thing they have to do is just not ruin it. Like, it can be bad. It can be nowhere near as good as the original. They just can't add anything.
Yeah, that would ruin the whole story.
Like, imagine Friends. Oh, yeah. Ross and Rachel got divorced.
Yeah.
Rachel's now with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, so, everyone would be like, no!
You ruined it. Yeah. And at least let us watch the divorce happen. But no, you have to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I'd say that one.
I mean, I'd watch it. I'd watched the TV show, I'd watch the reunion.
Yep.
What have you just done?
Well, I tried to do what you did and like hang it on there and it turned off.
How? I don't know. Did you turn the thing again?
No, I didn't.
Oh. You did?
No. What happened was, I must have turned it off and then
stop hitting the wall.
Then the cable got loose.
It's our new wall. You're right. Why are you making this really awkward?
Well, I don't know.
Is that your inside voice again?
Yeah, I'm panicking. I'm going to lose my job. So, actually, a big silence in this weekend.
Yes.
This past weekend. Yes. It was Sidemen's Got Talent.
This is very random. There was no segue there.
Sometimes you have to have a segue.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to.
I mean, we just had awkwardness of you
trying to walk. Yeah. But so this silence in there, I feel like this has been on your list of ideas ever since you first had a list of ideas.
So?
It's one of the easiest ideas, isn't it?
Well, no.
The highest execution.
Yeah. I mean, it's effectively a game show.
Yeah.
And the game show...
Sorry. doing that a lot today.
The game show's like, ultimately a game show needs no creativity from us in terms of if we just copy the format.
Yeah.
Because it's there. The entire format is there. But we have to then figure out how to run it, etc. So this, something that I don't know if everyone knew, we actually had this idea, as you said, very early on.
Yeah.
And two years ago, maybe three, we actually had the idea. We were like, okay, we're going to do Sidemen Got Talent. We were like, should we do the talents? And we were like, won't be a very good video. Because
none of you are talented anyway.
It's very true. No, it's very true. Like, if we went, right, I would do keepy-ups and do very average bad football skills.
Yeah.
No one cares. Harry would do a backflip. JJ would rap, you know, like stuff like that. Like
Ethan would jog forever.
It's not a good video.
No.
So we decided, okay, yeah, we'll get people. Then we went, oh, if we're doing this idea, we should make it huge.
Yeah.
And we thought, let's get people to send in talents and then we could invite them on.
Yeah.
And we could be there in person with a crowd.
Yeah.
And have them.
Yeah, I always remember you guys like, Not falling, the idea wouldn't fall apart at the crowd part, but that would be what would be holding you back because you'd want to make it a big event.
Like yeah, and then there's so much more to do with it.
It's
you
hard,
have to sell the, yeah, and then health and safety, etc.
So I guess now, like smooth. During COVID, you're like, you know what, it's time to get it done.
Well, yeah, so then it became too big that we just kept putting it back and back and back. Yeah. And then we did it, we said this time, we were like, you know what, our production levels are much higher.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do that. We'll organize some acts.
Yeah.
And that's like, let's just do it. Ignore the crowd. If it works, then, you know, maybe a company will approach us say, yeah, we want to make this into a show. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And at that point, we don't have to do all the back end stuff, which we would do.
When you say organize you guys didn't know what you were going to see.
So Harry did. It was Harry's video. Which he smashed.
Yeah.
So only him. Well, him and the crew.
Yeah.
And
like
Tanya, who books them and stuff. They all knew.
Yeah.
The only one I knew, well, the only one I kind of knew was we did a Reacts video on Sidemen Reacts and...
Saw Dunny.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were reacting and as we got to the end, Harry said, oh, one of them's on our right. thing.
Sick.
So I was like, oh, mad. Okay.
Yeah.
And then on the day, I saw the barrel on the stage and I went, well, I know what this is.
Yeah, yeah.
No one else clocked. Like Josh was actually like, wait, what? How do you know what this is?
Not gonna lie, that's the only part in the entire video I skipped.
Just made you uncomfortable.
Yeah, like not. I appreciate it. It's very sick. But as soon as he mentioned,
I thought I turned my light off.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that. Oh.
I turned my light off. Just I was like, I rate it fully.
Yeah,
it just made me a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, as soon as he said like I'm gonna like unlock my esophagus to get it through. I was like, that's fine.
Bro, he has a sword resting, and then he just goes, oh. And the sword just drops, and then JJ goes like. And freaks out, and the guy leans over for JJ to get the sword, and JJ just looks at him like, oh,
nah.
And we're like, JJ, pull the sword!
Yeah, pull it out.
He'll die!
So when he was like, you know, it'll go through my lungs, I was like, okay, that is what it is. As soon as he said it'll touch my heart, I was like, nah, I'm out. Skip.
I don't think it does.
No, he said it's going to brush past my heart or something, he said.
I mean, he could just say that.
Yeah, good.
I don't know, maybe it did. Who knows?
So I'll skip that one. But you know, I was actually supposed to be on it.
So I didn't. I mentioned it slightly. He hasn't told me whatever he's about to say.
Yeah, I was starting to tell Sam, and Sam was like, tell him on the podcast.
Yeah,
so
that's what we do with all conversations now.
Yeah,
we don't talk about anything interesting until the podcast.
Yeah, so Harry actually messaged me. You filmed it on the Wednesday.
Yes.
He messaged me on the Tuesday. But the issue was, I was at my grandma's funeral, not at the time. I wasn't like texting Harry in the back of the funeral, but sorry, I was back home with my family for the funeral. And he texted me saying like, do you want to come do this, be in the talent show? And I was like, yeah. And I'll tell you what he wanted me to do in a minute, but I turned it down essentially because it was like 45 minutes away from my apartment. I had to be there at 12:30. Keep in mind, I got to drive all the way back. Well, me and my brother and Laura got to drive all the way back from Nottingham. Then like, I want to sleep, you know, the funeral's really early. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to have to make it realistically. And to be fair, it turned out that it was a really long shoot, right?
It was a very
long shoot. And I would have been there all day.
If you had turned up at 12, you would have been there for about 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, and then also because I've been away at the funeral, I've got stuff to do. I've got to work and catch up and stuff. So I was like, Harry, I'm sorry, but I can't make it. But after watching it, I wish I went just because it'd be so funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was very fun. Yeah. So what did they want you to do?
So Harry wanted me to do, he wanted me to take some Pokemon cards, put some stinkers and be like, that's my Charmander.
Like a show and tell.
Yeah, this is my Squirtle. Not good ones. But then I was like, you know what?
What? Those are good ones.
Sorry, but like commons, you know, not like shiny ones and stuff, not PSA 10s and all that stuff, just common ones. But I would have adapted it. What I would have done is, and this is why I wish I did it, is I would have reenacted and done like, I would like charades type thing, the three starters.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I'd get a drink of water. I'd be like, hey guys, today I'm going to reenact, you know, the Kanto starters. And I'd put some water in my mouth and be like, oh, like Squirtle, you know, just spit water out. I was like a match, just like put it behind me for Charmander and just eat some lettuce. But I would have done it in like the classic Randy, like awkward way.
Yeah.
Like no laughing. I'd be like looking in the eyes. Might have been dead, but.
I think that's the point though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It would be dead.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Obviously, but for the point of it.
I imagine he would have been thinking like, these talents are too good. Like we need stinkers.
Yeah.
You know, and that would have been like an nice way to break it up. But I couldn't make it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it would have been fun, but you're in enough Sidemen videos.
Yeah, I know.
So what acts did you like?
I loved the guy who went into the ball.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
It was really funny.
To be honest, I don't really like talents that are talents.
Okay.
Especially ones like the tightrope, you know, unicycle one. Not that I don't mind it, it's just I'm too nervous. I get too stressed. I'm like, what if, I know he's not going to fall because he's a pro. Like I'm saying, like, I know he's not going to fall, but like, what if he did? And I don't want to be responsible for that. You know, the girl doing the bow and arrow, that was sick.
That was very sick.
Very sick. I thought the guys were good, the strong guys. I loved it when Harry like actually had the clothes on.
That was really funny. The funniest thing as well, I don't know if it was caught on camera. As they finish, they run off stage and they're literally going, hup, 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 hup. And I'm like, that is such strong man. So like,
their brand. Hup, yeah, hup, yeah, 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 yeah. Hup, hup, hup,
hup, hup. Like that. That's I was sick. Like, this is amazing. And I didn't also, because we filmed it, we're on like the judges bit. I didn't see any of the stuff that the other guys filmed, Vic like, and Toby.
Yeah.
And I was watching through it and on the clip where Toby, he goes, oh yeah, like be stiff.
Yeah.
He lifts Toby up and starts like bench pressing almost or whatever. But
and Toby's literally like a pencil.
Yeah,
like, he's like,
I found it so funny because I was like, it looks like a cardboard cutout. Of Toby.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's like, put me down. They're so strong in it.
Yeah,
like, super strong.
Yeah. So Harry told us that he did a rehearsal that day.
Yeah.
Like before we got there, he did the strongman lifting. Yeah, yeah. He was like, yeah, I did it all right. And then when he did it on camera, he was like, yeah, I was quite tired by that point. So I was struggling, shaking.
Yeah, he was shaking quite a bit. But that's why, that's the same thing, you know, like how can basketball players miss free throws?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, in practice, they hit like 98% of them.
Yeah.
And then on the court, it's like 60 because the crowd, it's the pressure, yeah. You can't see straight. So yeah, on the day, it's always more tough. I really love the guy in the ball though. When he went in, I was like, please put your whole body in. I wasn't sure if it was possible. And as soon as he went and just started bouncing around.
I've seen him online.
Oh, I never seen him.
Yeah. So when I saw the ball start blowing up, I was like, I know exactly what this is.
Yeah.
And it's jokes.
So I think that's what I like, weird ones that I've never seen before. Like, to be honest, like, no offense to the guy who's on the unicycle. Very, very, I mean, I've never seen someone get
very
changed.
Very traditional, like, talent on there, if you know what I mean.
It's really harsh what I'm saying because like they're super talented and I could never do it, but I like the obscure ones. So the strong men were cool.
I know what you mean. It's like that, like singing, dancing, like it's all amazing and you're very talented and blah blah blah, but when you go, like when I watch Britain's Got Talent, I want to see some guy like, you know, throw a paper aeroplane that can do like 35 flips into someone else's mouth or something like that.
Yeah, which is, and the people who actually, I mean, that is talent still, isn't it? That's super talented. The Raider was funny.
Oh yeah.
I feel like he didn't expect it to be so quick.
No, he went off and he was like, is that it? And then they were like, yeah. And he was like, all right.
He come in. Yeah, he come in, say like three lines and you guys got standing ovation. Everyone's yes. And he's like, all right, because he came back, didn't he? He came back like, oh, can't sign.
Yeah, he's like, I'll let you off if you give me an Instagram follow.
He's like, Raj, just smashed it. Nah, it was a sick video. The fire one where the guy went in the ring was mental.
That was very sick.
Honestly,
that whole act is amazing.
I want to see KSI do that in his next music video while rapping.
You know, I'd be sick if they could mask him onto it.
Yeah,
and he's standing with himself going around. So he's standing there rapping with a fire one of him going around.
Yeah, the lyrics have to match as well.
Yeah, match.
Ha, fire. yeah, good one. Or you find a way to like, to, you know when people do the videos, I know Jamie's done one, where you attach the camera to you?
Yeah, it's the body.
Body cam, yeah. That'd be sick if you could do that while on the...
Bro, it's so heavy.
Yeah, true.
He wouldn't be able to. No. And he wouldn't be able to do the thing without it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do it in the first place.
But it could be cool if it was real.
So the four acts I want to talk to you about
quick. Yeah,
just because they haven't been mentioned yet.
Okay.
First one, the beatboxers.
Oh, so sick.
So I recognized them. As soon as he walked out, I went, I recognize these guys and I know, like, I've seen them beatbox before on YouTube and I don't know why. Turns out they're massive.
I watched them after I saw yours. Yeah, I watched
very
the
sick.
Yeah, very, very good.
I did buzz them, but they
were very mean to you.
They weren't really.
No.
Honestly, it was just because I think we went through all the acts and I don't think anyone buzzed except JJ.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? If anyone gives me a reason to, I'm just going to buzz.
Makes sense. I get it.
But they were incredibly sick.
Yeah.
Like very, very sick. And I don't know it. You can kind of experience it on video, but being there in person, you don't understand how much the place shakes.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
And then he showed us afterwards. He went, the noise I'm making without a mic, it was literally this loud. It was.
Oh, wow.
He was literally like.
But on the.
Yeah, but he was making a weird noise.
Yeah, to be fair, that's why I think a lot of people, the microphone is super important with beatboxing. Yeah. So like if you, when people try to emulate it, you can't really emulate it like without a mic. I mean, obviously the effects, the way the mic, like actually the way the wind hits the mic, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like he was literally like, the bass is this. And he did that like that. It was that loud.
Yeah.
But then he did it into the mic and it literally made the whole place just move.
Yeah.
So the next one was the belly dancer.
Yeah.
With the snake.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I do not like snakes, which is why I buzz.
You got peer pressured into that, didn't you? I could tell you didn't want to go.
I mean, at the same time, like, I don't like snakes. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not going to say like, oh, I'm not afraid of snakes. I'm a little bit afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
I'm not as afraid. I'll touch a snake if I know it's safe.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, you know, just start petting its head. I'm like, I won't do that.
But then when she said it started like tying up, it was a bit like.
Yeah, but this is the worst part. She goes, So she goes like, are we almost done? Because it's starting to tighten up. And JJ's like, no, man, touch his head. And I'm like, but she just said it's starting to kill her.
And she's the tamer.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
The snake.
Yeah. Like nurse? She knows. She knows.
Snake
like,
doctor?
She knows when to stop.
Yeah. If she's saying he's like, tight,
no, man, I want to see him touch his head.
Yeah, she's the pro, JJ.
But honestly, like I held a snake when I was a kid. You know when you have, before you have fear?
Yeah. Yeah.
She had a...
Bro, remember, like, you know when you're a kid and you go to those, like, those things at the shopping centers or like the kids group and they literally bring tarantulas for you and you're like...
That's what I was about to say. This is sick. One of my friends had a party where they had animals.
Yeah.
I held a giant snake. It was the size of me. Held it around my neck.
Snake.
Then held the tarantula. Yeah. That was massive. Yeah. Then like held a bat and touched its wing and stuff. And I was like, you ain't catching me doing that now.
Yeah, now I won't even touch you a bird.
Touching a tarantula, you're right.
No. Yeah, but I think because back then you can't really perceive death, can you, when you're a kid? No. Like, this snake cannot kill me.
Yeah. And I mean, the snake.
I'm Superman. Safe, but... I've just seen Iron Man and I am him. So yeah, good luck, snake.
The snake looks and you're like, pow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bro, those are the best, man. You go watch Spider-Man at the cinema and you come out like this.
Yeah, and you think.
Or like this, sorry.
I saw a TikTok the other day that was like, when like something rolls off the desk and you catch it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God. And you start trying to climb a wall.
Yeah. Oh, but being a kid was the best.
But yeah, that act, like touching the snake and stuff, was horrible. Then there was...
Two more.
The grannies. Don't know if you saw that one. That was a lot longer, but they used a song that we weren't allowed to put in. So okay. It was a copyright.
Maybe, yeah. Well, I did, at first I was like, oh, rock, KSI. Oh, KSI. I was like, okay, copyright.
Yeah. It was a copyright song, so we had to cut it to what we could.
Yeah. I might have been looking away at that point, to be honest.
But it was so weird, because they came out and we were like, okay, we can't tell what this act is. Mm. Is it going to be people that have dressed up as grannies and they're dancing? Is it going to be actual grannies?
Yeah.
Can't tell. Started dancing, saw some butt flashes. Then they came over, you know, Granny started ball. Like sitting on, I was going to say satin.
I say section, I was like, a bit much, but no wonder it got cut out.
Sat on Josh's lap. And they were very dirty jokes they made as well.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, that one's jokes.
Sloths were weird.
And the sloths was the final one.
The good, what they did really well was they didn't come out for ages, obviously.
Well, they did, but they were just to the left of us. Oh. So they started playing the music.
Yeah.
JJ goes, oh no, I'm about to push my buzzer. This is they're taking too long. And I was like, no, because it might just be our team that have started music too early. They weren't ready. So I was like, oh no, I give it time because it's probably not the act's fault.
Yeah.
Then we wait for another 10 seconds. I'm like, this is getting a bit long. Like, you think the act would start?
Surely,
out.
Like, yeah.
And then Ethan looks to the left and he sees them coming out slowly. And he's like, what's that? We all look to the left.
But do you get it? Because they're slow.
Yeah.
So the entrance was slow.
No, I did get that. Yeah. That was a very...
That's quite clever.
There was no deep meaning there. That was...
True. One of the funniest ever scenes is, have you seen it, like Zootopia or Zootropolis, depending if... You know that film is different in America and... What? Yeah, I have to watch that film.
Okay, do I?
Yeah, surely you've seen the sloth scene.
Ice Age.
The sloth scene in Zootropolis where...
I don't know.
Oh, bro, you gotta watch that film.
I don't know, I might have.
Yeah, no, you got to watch a film. Unacceptable that you haven't. I think in America it's called Zootopia. In the UK it's called Zootropolis, or the other way around.
Okay.
Very specific name changes. But I mean, I might as well stop talking because you've never seen it.
Okay.
Watch it. It's on Disney Plus, I assume. Great film.
Okay.
I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
But yeah, sloth is in that.
Well, that was very good. Very good. Very good act. Very different as well.
Yeah. That's one of the ones where I'm like, it's not a talent. But
again, that was one where I was like, I'm gonna buzz this just because it's a little bit weird. Like,
that's one where Harry was probably like, we need some weird ones.
Yeah,
these are too talented now.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like there was a time, like time ago, like a couple months ago, he saw them in some sort of Sidemen when we were on a call,
right?
And he said, I feel like it was when we decided we were gonna do Sidemen Got Talent like a year ago.
He's like, I wanna book them,
and he was like, oh, stuff like this would be jokes.
Yeah,
and then he kept it. I think because I feel like when they walked out, I went, I've seen Harry show us this.
Yeah. Were there any talents or acts or people that didn't make the cut that you know of?
No. Everyone was in there.
It's good. Yeah, it'd be a bit, because it's long, isn't it, if someone goes and doesn't get in.
Yeah. Like, we had to shorten some and show all of some and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, everyone made it in.
That's what I thought as well, to be fair. Even though like my one would have been pretty funny, I was like, to be fair, like, I'm gonna be there for ages, like I got for like 20 seconds really, like mine will be just like a breaker. So I was like, you know, I do regret it a bit, but
no point having regrets.
True,
I always say.
True, I was busy, but yeah, good video.
Yeah, very, it's well, one of those ones as well. It didn't do well.
Yeah,
but we knew it wouldn't.
Yeah, really?
Everyone except JJ. JJ says like, oh, it's gonna be at least 3 out of 10. It was like a 7 or an 8, but we expected it because it's not. If it's not to do with girls or food,
yeah, money, girls, calories,
money, girls, food. That's those three. So we knew it wasn't going to do well, but everyone's watched it and said like, yeah, it's sick. And that's
that one is of those. So true, you know, like money, girls, food. Even like Pokemon, like trying Pokemon snacks, you know, trying Pokemon soda, Pokemon pack battle with my wife, and then this box costs 10 grand.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's YouTube.
That's life, though, isn't it? Really, like people like those things, you know.
Sex sells.
Yeah, everyone likes food, sex, and money.
Yeah. So we knew it wasn't gonna do amazing, but it's one of those videos we're just like really proud of.
Yeah. Plus,
everyone who does watch it loves it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It was very high quality. Like shout out to Con and the team.
Yeah.
Audio guys as well.
We've given editors. Him a lot of like hard shoots recently.
Yeah.
Like Crystal Maze was awful for him.
Yeah.
Again, another one we knew wouldn't do that well, but very fun for us.
Yeah.
A good video.
Very good video, like, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Simon Sunday.
Big up. But I might invent Randolph Sunday and take you over.
Luck.
Bro, that good look was so like I feel like it was like, you meant to be a joke, but it came out so serious. Like, yeah, good luck, mate. But yeah.
Thanks. Well, you know who is trying to take over?
Santa Claus.
No.
He wants everyone to himself.
Close. Gib.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's close.
No, it's not really.
But Gib released a video recently
where
he's trying to get onto this TikTok versus YouTube.
Yeah, so we spoke about the YouTube versus TikTok event before, and we said it might all get revealed, you know, during the next week. It literally got revealed like a minute after our podcast went live.
It was literally, we got a text 5 minutes before it went. No, I think it was 5 minutes before we ended the podcast. Saying like, oh yeah, this has just been announced. And we were like, well,
great.
Fun.
Yeah, and this week KSI is on the show, right?
He's on
Great British
Bake Off.
You can.
The weird thing is, I already know what happens, but because not, I haven't seen it, but he came home and said everything about it. It was a while ago. So
long time ago.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it next week, maybe, if it's good. If it's not, then we probably won't.
Yeah, we'll see first.
But yeah, so Gib released a video, as Gib always does. Like every time there's an event going on, every time he's great at making content. He's great at making you excited about it. And he's trying to get his way onto the YouTube and TikTok card.
Yeah, so I was actually going to ask, like, I've got a few questions written down.
Okay,
so. Like, what was your opinion on the video? So the video is, it's like a 6-minute video.
Yeah.
So if you want to go check it out, feel free.
Well, Gib always makes good videos. No matter what it is. Like, you know, even if it's FIFA, boxing, he can make a video about a piece of bread turned into toast and it would be sick.
Yeah.
Different camera angles, music, his chair.
It's very engaging and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So the video is sick. Yeah.
Video is very, very good.
Top quality.
Do you think that Gib needs to prove himself? Like in the video, he basically calls out Taylor Holder.
Yeah.
Like he's saying, because the card has come out, like Deji's the like second main fight. The main fight is Austin McBroom versus Bryce Hall. Deji's fighting Vinny Hacker. Then it's Taylor Holder versus You Choose.
Do you think that they did that for like social interaction, or do you think they just didn't find anyone?
I think both.
Yeah.
I think Taylor, because realistically, why would you not just say Taylor Holder versus...
I
can't remember his
name. The other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Ben? I don't know.
Oh, isn't it...
Bark.
Danny Duncan.
That maybe,
or has he already got a fight?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, but yeah, so you can pick. So if they get enough votes, if they get enough, like, you know,
yeah. So it's basically, I think they want to choose someone that will firstly fit the fight,
yeah.
Secondly, just bring in numbers,
yeah.
Because you see, they keep tweeting Sidemen. Surely you can spare a seventh of the Sidemen for one night. And I'm like, lad, chill.
Yeah,
have you seen most of us? We ain't boxing, and JJ ain't doing this event because JJ would have to be on it. As like third highest fight.
Yeah, nah, he has to be the main event.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But well, I think, do I think Gib has to prove himself? I think, yeah, to be honest. But I think he has to prove himself, which is I think his main motivation.
Yeah.
So he, like, he got memed in the Jake Paul fight. Obviously, Jake did really well, but I feel like Gabe didn't show, kind of like Joe in the fight with JJ, he didn't really get a chance to show. I know they were awful, but like, I know they're better than what they showed.
Yeah, the occasion just got to them. Something like,
yeah,
they couldn't get what they wanted to out.
Yeah, I've never seen Joe box other than the fight, really, but I've seen Gabe fight, obviously, like sparring and stuff. So he's got a lot to prove himself. But I also think, to be fair as well, as an audience member and as a fan, I think he has to prove it to the world as well.
Yeah.
Like, he did get memed at the end of the day. Jake did win quite convincingly. So he has got to prove something.
My issue is Gibbs thrown himself so deep into boxing that I feel like he's lost a lot of the social side of it in terms of bringing in all the numbers that, you know, when he was fighting Jake, he was literally like six-figure Gibber. And he was like a very, very, I don't want to say influential. I don't know what the right word is, but he was very well known at that point. I'm not saying he's not well known now, but he had that like air about him. Now he's kind of disappeared a bit to do boxing.
But I feel like his video in this event brings that back. Like he just didn't have a fight. So why would he be like, why would he be doing
that? Where I feel like he still needed to make some stuff to keep himself there.
I guess it's like, what, like when you, yeah, true. But I mean, he might just be his passion, you know, he might put boxing over, you know, regular YouTube videos. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's fair enough. Yeah. That's fair enough. But when this event is entirely based off socials.
Yeah.
You know.
But then, that's why I feel like this UPIC situation is like built for Gibb. You know what I'm saying? Because he will get the fans on his side. He's will make a sick UK video. Yeah, like I wonder. I do wonder if they like did consider that. Like, if you put UPIC, we know Gibb's gonna like put his hat in the ring.
I wonder if they thought Gibb.
Because surely anyone putting an event on would consider Gibb to fight on it.
You just go to every other. You go to the only other events.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, who's fought? And you have to look at like who won, etc.
Yeah.
Because the Jake fight, there was no other YouTubers.
Yeah.
It's just those two.
Yeah.
Then you look at the other two fights, the other three, the Logans and the Joe. And you just look at
who fought can fight on again. Them
and you would go, okay, well.
Deji fought, you know.
Yeah, Deji's fighting again.
Gibb.
Yeah.
And especially because like in the Jake and Gibb fight, obviously Jake Paul is a bigger name than Gibb in terms of like everything. But I feel like Gibb brought more to the table based on his size than Jake brought. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Gibb,
like as a percentage of their size.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gibb overperformed with socials.
Yeah.
Whereas Jake did what he was.
Say if they were equal. If they both had a million subscribers each and followers each, I think Gibb brought so much more to the table than Jake did.
Yeah.
Gibb sold the fight, in my opinion, not Jake.
But is this to the UK?
Yes, because I'm from the UK and I'm biased towards that. I still feel like people from America were like, oh, who's this guy? This guy's like, very active. Obviously, Jake Paul fans would hate him, but that's just because they're fans anyway.
Yeah.
But I feel like, neutrals or people not excited probably became excited because it's like this underdog, this guy running his mouth, this funny guy making these awesome videos. It was just a shame that Gibb couldn't really show what he's got. So I hope that we can see him again.
Well, this
event's perfect for him as well, I think.
Yeah.
I think he would beat anyone.
The sad thing is that everyone who saw the Jake Paul fight, if they haven't watched the others, because a lot of people probably just watched JJ Logan.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't watch the undercard.
And if they did, they weren't paying attention to necessarily who they were.
Yeah.
Like you know, they're just thinking, this is cool entertainment.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think.
So, you know, they saw the JJ Logan, but Gibb, all they've seen that they paid attention to was him versus Jake Paul.
Yeah.
And that, realistically, have nothing to go. They have nothing to back him off.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're looking at, like, okay, he fought Max, plays FIFA.
Yeah.
That was, like, barely a fight.
Fought Jay.
And then he fought Jay. That was like one of the best fights.
But I think from then he's improved like tremendously.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, but everyone has.
True.
Like Jake, when he fought Gibb, has improved since then.
Yeah, true.
So it's one of the things where I think the issue is he, like, the one thing I never understood was Keemstar said, I want to see, apart from Tfue he's been pushing, he said Jay from TGF to fight Taylor Holder.
Yeah.
And I straight away went, Gibb beat him.
Yeah, Gibb beat Jay. And I know Jay was like, I know Jay said something like, I
would beat him if I trained again, if I fought again.
Yeah. And again, obviously, TGF, Jay is a huge name. But again, I feel like Gibb just goes the extra mile.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Gibb will like, and I'm not saying Jay wouldn't in terms of like training and obviously and content, but I feel like Gibb just so like hungry for it.
It's just weird in the head.
Yeah. He's just so like motivated when his foot got something to motivate himself with.
The thing is, if he gets this fight,
yeah,
like if he gets this fight against Taylor Holder, not against like, not he just gets put on the event against yeah. someone else. He gets that fight. Firstly, if he wins, huge.
Yeah.
Because everyone is, I'm sure Taylor is good.
Mm.
Like, I'm sure he's a good boxer, but everyone is gassing him up. Like, he's the most experienced. He's the best on the card.
Yeah.
Like, the whole card. Everything. So if Gibb wins that.
Yeah, let's see.
Gibb surely has to get that same stuff.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah,
they,
yeah.
They have to go like, okay, maybe the fight against Jake was unlucky. Like, yeah. maybe he just didn't showcase. But if he loses, like, and if he loses badly,
yeah,
then you've been embarrassed by Jake and yeah. then you've lost that.
Yeah, that's why I think Gibb needs his fight. I think he really needs it.
He does, but it is a proper like,
yeah,
like sink or swim.
He'd probably prefer Vinnie Hacker. Who? Deji's fighting.
Yeah.
I think we're all like, first and foremost, all we're all on Team Deji, innit?
100%.
Like, Team Deji. Like, we're still family, innit? Like, even despite everything that happened, especially against this, who is this guy? No offense. I mean, like
I mean, I'm allowed over most of the TikTokers.
Yeah, but that's just because
I don't know them.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm like, who is it? Like, but whenever you talk about boxing, I was getting like the, you know what? Let's just talk about this. Whenever you're in boxing, right, you always get an affinity to one of the fighters, right? Naturally.
A what?
An affinity. Like, you, yeah, you know, your yeah, team yeah. Deji or your team yeah, yeah. Gibb, you know, and you want them to beat the other person. You know, yeah. That's why, like, Joe Weller did a clip on Waffling not recently. Yeah. He's like, I'll never forget how, like, everyone went and, like, applauded KSI and didn't come to see him in the ring apart from Toby Jizzle from Toby. Yeah. But, like, I think.
Got his name wrong as well.
Yeah, but he's got it wrong, but he's always called him that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's funny or not funny. You have to pick one. But I'm like, to be fair, like,
in the spur of the moment,
yeah,
we are there for JJ. As much as we like Joe,
yeah,
we are there for JJ.
And especially the whole build up of the fight was like, you know, JJ pushing Joe. Like, you know, obviously I care for both of them, but like, I'm JJ's guy, innit? Like, I've known JJ longer. He's how I got into YouTube. Yeah. To be honest, I'm way more friends with JJ than I am Joe. I work with Joe a few times. I'm not. This is me specifically, but even a lot of us, like, you know, I saw even Freezy. I know they did the Wheezy thing. They used to hang out a lot together, but end of the day, like, Freezy and JJ met through YouTube first. Yeah. You know, I'm like, there's no malicious intent from anyone there, right?
Also, the thing I see is, like, if I was there, if I was the fighter and
yeah.
I won, I would want my mates to, you know, yeah. jump in. Like, I'm sure if Joe won, Theo, Luke, etc., they would have been straight in and
yeah.
jumped on it.
I'm sure, I think KSI would have understood, you know.
He would have been pissed, but like, yeah, like that's how it is.
And I think, I guess that it's not that we're like, I know Joe's not saying like, ignore JJ and come and speak to me
yeah.
and say like, sorry for the loss and stuff. But like, it's like, I feel like what he's mad at is no one came after him and was like, oh, you know, well played. But I think people did, you know.
So this is what I wanted to actually talk about.
Yeah.
Me and Theo, we all went to JJ's dressing
room. Yeah, yeah.
Dressing room? No, changing room.
Yeah, there was dressing room.
Would you call it a dressing room in?
Yeah.
Or not changing room?
Oh, sorry.
But like in boxing, you'd say changing room, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like dressing
yeah.
room films like a film.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
We all went to JJ's changing room where yeah. everyone was like, oh, sit, take it, whatever, like talking to him. Then I actually left
mm-hmm.
and saw Theo in the hall.
Yeah.
And I said to him like, oh, should we go see Joe?
Yeah.
Like, and yeah. You know, just like see how he is, etc. And we got to the door and there was a bodyguard on the door. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, you can't come in.
Yeah, he was in there with his mum. I heard this as well.
Yeah, he was in there with his mum and his sister was outside, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, he's only seeing his mum, his dad, and her.
Which is completely understandable, by the way.
Yeah. But one at a time and only them.
Yeah.
And I was literally just like, okay, like that's fair enough.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's completely fair.
But I was like, let him know.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I think to be fair,
I don't want to be mentioned when he's like, oh, everyone except Tobe Jizzle and Mini Mint. I don't want that.
No, yeah,
no. I just think like you have to understand that night for JJ's side is about JJ, whereas your side is about you.
Yeah.
If you win, everyone would have just been on like,
I don't think there's any malicious intent. Like,
no.
obviously there's, when JJ fights Joe Weller, there's going to be a divide between the two of them, especially during the build up and especially during the fight. So immediately after JJ, we're going to celebrate JJ winning as we would if he beat anybody. You know, it could have been anyone in that ring. He could have fought anyone. We'd probably go in to see JJ. And also, like, if JJ had lost and Joe had won, we wouldn't have run into the ring celebrating Joe. Because our guy lost.
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh, sorry, JJ. You know, I guess like he's wanting like, you know, Toby, and I mean, like Toby did, to go to Joe in the ring, which I guess is an oversight on everyone who's in the ring. But I guess end of the day,
we also got kicked out of the ring very quick.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you're not thinking about, are you? Like, realistically, you're thinking, I want JJ to win. I'm super nervous. To me, I thought he was going to lose. I'm not being honest. I thought JJ was an underdog going into that fight. I was worried. I was like, oh, Joe's going to beat him up. But JJ batted him, you know.
Probably got three. How many rounds was that? Three rounds. Third round, I think.
Right, yeah.
I was literally watching it in the third round going, JJ's losing. Every time Joe hit him,
yeah.
I was like, oh, JJ shook. Every time JJ hit him, I was like, that missed.
Yeah, because to be fair, like, I've been a fan of boxing, but I've never been like, I don't really know like technical, you know, I've learned more since obviously JJ fought Logan and the rest of the fights, but I just watch it on TV. And usually I've got friends around me who are like, oh, someone's winning, you know, or I've got the commentators. Whereas when you're in the ring,
the scorecards as well.
Yeah. When you're watching live, I have no idea. And I was sat with loads of people who were fans of Joe. So everyone's like, oh, Joe, he's battering him. I was like, what? And then JJ just won. And I was like, oh, sick, nice. But yeah, I don't think there was, I can understand Joe's frustration, but I don't think there was malicious intent.
Yeah.
On people like, oh, screw Joe Weller now. Like, because after the fight, the beef's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same with Logan. Like, you know, you're
on. Joe come to the after party? And I swear we all talked to him.
I can't remember, but I think I'd like to. West Ham Stadium.
Yeah, did he come? I'm not gonna remember. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Don't remember anything of that night, to be honest.
I remember seeing him somewhere,
but it was just very like.
He was at the after party of the press conference.
Okay,
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember I went over before the fight and after the fight. I went
to his mum.
I spoke to his mum.
Yeah.
And I was literally like, oh yeah, like I made sure, like tell him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, yeah, it's just everyone, I don't know.
I think it's just tough. Like when you do fight someone, there's going to be two sides, right?
Yeah.
No matter how close we are to both of them. And like JJ will obviously, especially us, we will definitely be like Team KSI more than Joe. But that's just because we've known him, especially you, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most of us have known him longer. Like, you know, he's the reason why we're all, do it in this position as well, but also there's a reason why we're all together, right? Yeah. I feel like the whole group, like you got like Josh and Toby, etc. But I feel like the whole group did really come together because of like KSI.
Yeah, 100%.
Sidemen, you know?
Yeah.
So
JJ met Josh and then Toby and then, yeah. The only one I'd say wasn't JJ might be, well, Toby was with Josh.
Yeah.
But that came through JJ.
Yeah.
And Ethan was, Josh was watching his stream rant.
Yeah.
But again, Josh JJ,
like, yeah. It's kind of like, you're the glue, but I mean, I wasn't in the ring at all at that event, but I did feel like, I was like, well, I mean, I don't know. I felt like it wasn't needed to say that. I can understand what Joe thinks, like his position, but I don't think anyone there was malicious, but yeah, that is what it is. But feel free, fair enough to be angry though.
Yeah.
Fair enough to feel like you've been like, out, you know.
I don't know. There's something just doesn't sit right with me.
Didn't feel right.
It didn't, because I felt like it was like I saw a lot of like comments. I was streaming, and a lot of comments were just kind of like, "Oh yeah, he's said this about you and the Sidemen, blah blah." And I was kind of like, I feel like it's just a bit unfair. Like,
but also it's so long ago as well. Like, and I feel like between then and now, there's been like moments where like people have seen Joe, people have spoke to Joe, like the Ethan and Joe at the commentary for KSI and Logan.
Yeah.
You know, JJ went on the podcast. I feel like this should have been him saying this after the fight, you know, and then people could have reached out then and been like, you know what, fair enough, mate. Yeah, maybe we didn't see you. You know, we didn't see you in the locker room, etc. But then like now it's like, where's this come from?
I don't know if he ever knew that me and Theo went to the...
No, probably didn't. So hopefully maybe he sees this, and I just think it was like a bit weird. But anyway, it is what it is. Deji, back to Deji.
Deji, yeah.
So Deji is fighting Vicky. Vinny Hanna.
Vinny Hacker.
Yeah,
firstly, do you think he'll win?
Yeah. Well, I think we're all, I think he will win anyway. I've seen him fight. He's a good fighter, but he just doesn't, he didn't get in the zone for the last fight.
He just wasn't fit enough.
He let it too late. I think he got in the zone too late. I think you see that JJ was fighting, was preparing for Logan for a long time. He's putting the work in. I feel like Deji left it too late to start getting into that zone. And I feel like that's why he's been so hungry to get another fight. Because he feels like if he did that, but also he knew what he did in that last month could have won it in the fight if he...
Literally, if Deji just had another like two rounds in him.
Yeah.
Could have won.
Yeah.
Just needed that extra fitness.
You know, yeah. And you know, Jake's done really well with boxing so far since then. So Deji's probably thinking that should have been me, man.
Deji should have just stopped him, man. Yeah, stopped him in his tracks.
We'll see. I think he'll win.
Do you think he'll, like, who do you think he'll fight after if he wins?
If he wins. I don't know, because I feel like we've had, I mean, even
we've like, do you think about, he'll call out Jake again as a rematch?
I think yes. And I think, but I don't think Jake would even consider it at this point. And that's sad. I think Jake wants Conor McGregor. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like KSI is the only YouTuber that he'll fight now.
Yeah, and I feel like he wouldn't have even fought him if Logan beat KSI. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, he wouldn't have.
Would JJ be where he is now if he lost against Logan? Probably, but like a bit less thought of. But I think, yeah, because he beat Logan, Jake wants to fight him.
Yeah.
Because JJ's been doing so well. Not that JJ hasn't been doing well, but I think like Jake's response will be, I beat you.
Yeah.
And also he won't even want to open that box of, could Deji beat me? He's like, I beat you.
Yeah.
That's it now. Or lucky, you know what I mean?
Like, I think Jake is a very confident person. I think he'd back himself to beat Deji anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'd literally look at it and go, there's no sense for me to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's money elsewhere.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've beaten him, I could fight someone else.
If Deji wins this fight, then wins another one, so, I could see that happening then at that point.
Then, yeah.
Because Jake's like, you know what, you beat people, it's going to be a big event now.
It all depends who he beats.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think Deji beat Vinny Hacker and then fight the winner of Austin versus Bryce.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Like I don't know anything about weight classes, but...
Neither do I, but...
Let's pretend.
Yeah. I think they can... Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But the thing is as well is like, YouTube boxing, we've said it on a podcast time and time again, it kind of died, didn't it? I was less interested in it.
Yeah.
I do actually think this event is really exciting. And I think Jake Paul and Ben, everything's kind of coming back now. So like, we've said it before, Jake and KSI, like what's the point, you know? But then like now, if Jake beats Ben, if this YouTube and TikTok event goes really well, I'm like, you know what? Could be back.
Could be, but...
Gib wins, you know, Deji wins.
Is it just something that's back for a little bit? Like, as soon as the fight's done, a week after?
It depends.
It does.
It depends how it is. If the YouTube and TikTok event is like the Fame MMA event, I think it's done for. If Ben beats Jake as well, it's like, well, who's left now? Who's left to carry like the YouTube influencer fight and thing? If the TikTok and YouTube event was a shambles, you know, if Jake didn't do anything against Ben, what's left now? You know?
I feel like just because it's like an influencer, I hate that word, but influencer event, I think everyone's going to do the same thing and like call someone out.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like Deji will probably call out Jake Paul.
Yeah.
I assume to like get a revenge or something.
Oh, he should do as well. When I said that, I don't think it'll happen. He definitely should go down that path.
He should or call out. I genuinely think Bryce or Austin, I want to fight the winner of the next fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like I should have been, literally go arrogant, go, yeah. I should have been the main fight. I want to fight the winner of the main fight here.
Yeah.
And show them why I should be.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be like a big statement.
I don't know anything about like, I've never seen FaZe Jarvis fight before, but I think FaZe Jarvis and Deji would be a good fight on paper.
No.
Why?
FaZe Jarvis is very small.
Yeah, he is, but if you're funny.
Like, Deji has power.
Yeah, he has, yeah. But then it's like UK versus UK. UK, who's in America now, LA, FaZe, Sidemen, kind of.
Yeah.
but I think it's a really good event, to be honest.
It seems good.
It makes the most sense as well. Like, I think having, like, say having, like, Bryce Hall, say that fight there, that wouldn't be able to go on its own.
No,
like, YouTube with everything, TikTok, yeah. Yeah, you got, like, the newcomers. The OGs, you know, the big influencers. I think it's a really good event to get people excited again. If it's good, it has to be really good. Like production level, I mean. Like production level has to be good. You know, the fights have to be good.
Yeah. So do you think, right, freak accident.
Yeah.
Deji loses.
Yeah.
Would he fight Gib? Because Gib has been trying to fight Deji for ages. There's no like ill intent there. He just wants to fight him.
Yeah.
I think it's just a big fight. Like that is a good fight.
Really, very good fight.
So... is that something that could happen? Because I think Deji's like, oh no, I want to go upwards.
If Deji loses and Gib wins,
then maybe.
Yeah, but
I think Deji would be hungry to just be like, I need another fight to prove myself. And Gib's like, that's a good fight for me.
I think it really depends. And I think only Deji can answer this, really. If Deji thinks he's good enough. I think Gib's scary, isn't he? Like, Gib's scary to fight.
He's a weirdo.
The same way Joe was. The same way Joe, I was like, when I saw Joe on the bike, you remember that
they're
scene?
Both just like, I don't know what I'm going to face in the ring.
Yeah.
Like Gibbs like, okay, cool. I'll punch you in the face 20 times and then you'll still walk towards me.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone else will start cowering. Kind of thing.
But if Deji truly believes in himself, which he says he does, if he's truly got a point to prove, I think he has to.
This is assuming, like, not assuming. This is if he was to lose.
Even if they both win, you know?
No, I think if Deji wins, I think he wants to go, like, upwards.
Yeah.
And be that. Like, yeah, fight the winner or Jake. Like, that's what he'll call
it. Do you think we'll ever see a world where KSI and Deji fight?
No. Maybe a spa, but that's it.
Yeah.
Because I think, if Deji wins this fight really convincingly as well, he might start saying, oh, I'm better boxing than KSI and JJ. Like, oh, spa me then. And they'll have a little spa.
Yeah.
But it won't ever be a fight.
I don't even mean like, because you know the whole beef KSI and Deji before. Oh, no, I don't even mean like.
Just as a like, I know one of Deji's like, one of his motivations was, yeah, I want to be a better boxer than JJ.
Yeah.
And not to beat up JJ. That's just someone you know.
You could say, do you think KSI, sorry, do you think Jake Paul and Logan Paul would fight?
See, that one I could see.
I could see it happening, yeah.
Which I don't think it should.
I think it should.
I'd watch it the hell out of it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't think it should happen.
But I also know they would easily fake the beef. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They would like, they'd fall out. You know, Jake's been very vocal about how bad Logan is at boxing. He's always sound better than him. You know, true. He should have beat KSI, blah, blah, blah. That would be an event, you know?
True.
I mean, obviously, it would be an event.
Yeah.
It'd be an event, you know? But I guess, sorry, yeah.
No, you go.
I was going to say Jake Paul.
Yeah, that's actually what I was about to go on
to.
So Jake Paul versus Ben Askren.
When is the fight? When is the YouTube event?
The YouTube event is, which one's first, Jake Paul?
I think Jake Paul's the 17th of August.
April 17th. The TikTok event versus YouTube is June 5th.
Oh, so far away, man. I want it to be like back to back.
April,
yeah,
May, June.
Yeah.
You know, mid-April, and you only got May, and then early June.
I would love for this event to be before Jake's, to be honest. I would like to have seen how this pans out, then Jake.
But at the same time, it tells you like where Jake is in that for them to
true.
Like where that. Although I think Jake, realistically, unless JJ fights him, I think Jake's like, nah, I'm fighting
boxers.
I'm fighting fighters.
Fighters, yeah.
Celebrities.
Yeah.
That's it.
But then if he loses, he might be like, you know what? I need to go back into the YouTuber pool to like kind of... Yeah. You know, but you know what? I'm actually excited for these fights again. Like, I wasn't. Yeah. I was very like against YouTube boxing. I was like, can't be bothered doing it anymore. But I'm actually like speaking now. I'm actually excited for these to kick off again. As long as the thing is, because JJ's not fighting.
Yeah, 100%.
If JJ was fighting, I'd be so nervous.
The Gib Jake Paul. Like, I was nervous. I was very nervous, but it wasn't the same as a JJ nerve.
Yeah.
Like, I love Gib.
Yeah.
Gib's one of my favorite.
Yeah.
But. JJ's like,
it's different, again, what we were speaking about with Joe, it's like you're no longer, you know, close as friends really, but yeah, true, you're right.
So
I don't want JJ to fight again, but he will.
Do you think Jake versus, I need to pee by the way.
Really okay, quick. Sure, I'll
but do you think that Jake versus Ben is a fair fight? So just to clear this up, Ben is a retired pro mixed martial artist and amateur wrestler, 36 years old, 19 wins, 2 losses, and he's 5'10".
Okay, so I think, is it a fair fight? I think, yeah. I think they should fight. You know, it's like, it's a great bit of entertainment. It's a great what if, you know, Jake Paul, this up and coming YouTube influencer boxer, who's not really a boxer, who has a lot to prove. Can he go up against, can he put his money where his mouth is? Or can he put his, you know, can he prove us wrong and fight albeit retired, can he fight a pro fighter? That's a really great event. You know, it's like, it's not Jake Paul versus another YouTuber. It's Jake Paul versus a real fighter who's done this before at the high level, not boxing necessarily, but you know, boxing within MMA, mixed martial arts. I think it's a good event. It's gonna be a good night of entertainment. And it does put the question out there, you know, can he beat this person? And at the same time, can an ex fighter, an ex pro, or a retired pro beat this YouTuber, you know? I think it sells tickets for sure, and it does answer a lot of questions.
Okay, so in one sentence.
Yeah.
Say what you just said again.
Oh, I said, the question was.
Do you think it's a fair fight?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if, I think it is a fair fight. Like, it might not be on the night.
Yeah.
We might have to see that afterwards.
But in terms of like ability, like size, everything like that.
We'll see, right? You know, it has to be, we'll see. But do I think it should happen? Yeah, because it's, like I said, the narrative's amazing, isn't it? It's like this up-and-coming YouTuber versus this ex-veteran, you know?
This is the first fight. None of the fights, I've known what's going to happen. But this one, I can't even sit there and go,
yeah,
I think this guy's going to win. Like, if you ask me who's going to win, I genuinely would freeze. I don't...
Yeah.
Because Jake to me is like, he seems quite scary. Like, I think he's quite good nowadays.
Yeah.
And but we don't just like intimidating.
We don't know now because
that's the thing.
See, like,
Ben,
yeah.
Fighter.
Yeah.
Like, professional fighter.
But has looked awful in training.
Boxing.
Yeah. Like his video, either he is the world's best troller in the world or he's awful at boxing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know much about boxing. I've just been involved, you know, with the KSI stuff, but I feel like he doesn't look very good.
From what we've seen, yeah. He doesn't look good at all.
And the worrying thing is, usually pads can be, you can look really good on pads. Like, Joe looked incredible because of the camera work. You know what I'm saying? You can make yourself look good. Whereas I feel like he just doesn't look very good.
Yeah.
But he could be just you know, joking with us all. But yeah, going back to it, I feel like it's, you know.
Like, if I ask you, who's going to win?
Yeah, but well, yes, this is what I was going with it. So, like, Deji and Jake, neither of them were good enough yet, you know, to really judge them.
Yeah.
Gibb versus Jake. Jake just came out really strong. Gibb underperformed. Jake took it. Was Jake Paul really good or was Nate Robinson awful? Again, I think a bit of both. But we still haven't seen enough of Jake against someone who's at his level. Yeah.
Like Deji was good.
Yeah.
But again, they were both amateur at that point. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah. Jake could come out and embarrass Ben, to be fair. Or he could come out and get knocked out and just...
You know. Well, that's the thing. I feel like Ben is just going to be very good at not losing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Not in terms of he won't lose.
Yeah.
But as in, like, I think it won't be a knockout if he loses.
Yeah, I've seen him fight and it might get stopped,
like a TKO, but yeah, it won't be like a Nate Robertson.
I've seen him in MMA, some clips, him literally get knocked out and then come back again as he's being punched.
Yeah.
I've seen him on the floor getting like beat the crap and end up winning a fight.
That's what I mean.
That's what they say is, you know, his strongest chin out there, they say.
Do they?
Someone, I don't know.
Someone's probably said it. He said it.
Yeah, yeah. But and then also the press conference, I feel like Jake did all right, but there were a few cringe parts from Jake, and I think Ben handled himself quite well.
Yeah, I feel like Ben's just like not letting himself get dragged into it. All of them, like, I feel like they all turn into these YouTube press conferences that a lot of people see them as quite cringy.
Yeah.
They can go a bit overboard. And
JJ and Logan were cringy, but they were both cringy.
Yeah.
On all press conferences, to be honest.
Yeah. Admittedly, it sells it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But Ben just won't, like, he doesn't let that happen.
And I'm not,
that's a good thing and a bad thing. Well, it doesn't sell the fight as well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it makes him much more likable. And
yeah, because it's very easy. Like, if Jake Paul's like running his mouth, it's very easy to just like... The thing is, everyone wants to be Floyd, right? Everyone wants to be Connor in the press conferences. You know, JJ and Logan did well at times, struggled at other times. But both, I think, it was cringe at moments.
Yeah.
To be fair, we watched it all. We watched it there in person. So I think it's a bit different.
Yeah.
Whereas on the live stream, it could always look worse than it is. But then, yeah, I feel like Ben just... All he had to do was just not... stoop to Joe's, not to Jake, so not stoop, you just don't match Jake's level and you're gonna come out well.
Yeah, like Jake would constantly interrupt him and stuff and he would just kind of stop talking.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, okay, can I talk now? And as soon as you do that, Jake, like, it just becomes childish.
Yeah.
So then Ben can go, okay, so as I was saying, you know, this. And if he interrupts you again, everyone just goes, shut up.
Like, I do feel like Ben's point as well, where he's like, it was a good line where he was, you know, in if we were in like a back alley, like, it would be a homicide, you know, obviously I'd win, you know, I'd kill you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, yeah, but it's not. It's a boxing fight, you know.
But I think Jake still denied that. He was still let's do it then. But, and I'm like, I feel like I'd back Ben in just a
fight. Yeah, I mean, he's 19-2 in mixed martial arts, you know. But then obviously like the slap, Ben put his hand on Jake.
Yeah,
Jake
just walks away and puts his hand like smears down his face.
Jake goes like the liver shot and nothing happens.
To be fair though, he does a liver shot, but opens his hand just before it hits.
Yeah,
so it isn't like, I mean, I'd flinch. I'd be like, ow. But that wouldn't floor me. Yeah.
He still didn't even move.
Because it's like, it was a slap.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, but he literally didn't.
Yeah, I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, I'd be like, ow.
Ben didn't even acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he pushed him.
Yeah, and JJ's like, he slapped him on the ass.
Yeah. The only thing though, talking to the cringe parts, was that people caught Jake out for
Copy and Logan.
Yeah, so Logan v JJ in the face to face. JJ says something and then Logan goes, look at the cock on this guy.
Yeah.
And then Jake has done the exact, like,
as in the exact same mannerisms, the exact same duration of the laugh, the exact same accent. Goes,
ha, 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 look at the cock on this guy. And even the point.
I'll give him, there's one possibility or one instance where this would be okay, is if that's a joke in their family.
That's exactly what Talia said.
Oh, is it?
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And
like, they were grown up.
I would get that. Yeah. That is fair enough. But.
Or his dad used to say it.
But you got to think in that time, like,
that's a joke.
People don't know that that's an
issue. Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't think it's a joke on their channels either. So no. I don't think it's something
the world it's knows. Not, yeah, it's, maybe that's reaching, but it could be a possibility.
Yeah.
But now I'm excited for these fights.
I'm very excited for that.
It went from zero to like...
I'm kind of nervous for it, but not... more in a way of just like, I want to know the outcome of...
Yeah, and like, I want it to go well.
Is Jake now going to be beating a professional fighter, or is Jake finally going
to
lose?
Do you want Jake to win? I think I do.
I don't know.
Because I feel like Ben has like he has a career. You know, it's going to be a good payday for him. He's probably going to get a decent amount of, you know, social media numbers from this. He's probably going to get some decent deals after the fact. I feel like I want to see where Jake's going to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I'd like to see Jake get like knocked out for sure. Obviously, I would like to see Jake get like knocked out and you know,
yeah,
made a mockery of. But at the same time, I'd like to see where Jake could go. No, you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean.
Because it ends, right? If Ben wins, it ends. The whole YouTube thing ends.
Yeah, my thing
Jake
is
Jake
won't
fight JJ.
I feel like Jake does need some sense.
Bring back to reality. Come back to reality.
Yeah, he needs some reality. But it is Team YouTube, so it is a little bit like...
And that, as well.
Like, it would be, you know, as you said, how far can he get? Like, could he then fight?
I don't know. Could he fight Conor? You know, I mean, Logan's fighting Floyd, so anything can happen.
Hopefully. Like, I know they keep saying, oh yeah, we've rearranged it, but there's
Floyd could always be like, nah. Yeah. I
mean, Floyd can literally turn around like 2 months before the fight and just go,
nah, I'm all
right. Bad timing.
Yeah. Yeah. Busy.
So, well, yeah. Speaking of, we'll just quickly last topic.
Yeah.
Speaking of exercise, Sidemen. And boxing and stuff, we did a Sidemen running video.
Yeah.
So, you've watched that. It was an ad for Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. I will be honest. I skipped through a lot of it because... To be fair, it is very repetitive, you know.
Yeah.
I could just skip the results. Yeah.
I mean,
I saw...
Twice in the second channel, not main.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We didn't think it was like...
But it was above the more Simon level of YouTube.
Well, we're trying to up it now. We're trying to up it. Because we did a Easter egg hunt, which doesn't sound like high quality, but it was a good video.
That could have been a main channel video, you know. Like, it could have been on there. Yeah, it literally is. But the running video was fun. I did feel for you guys because... Ethan mentioned it when he came out for like a breather. I'm not sure if you obviously you might not have seen it. Thing is, you got to remember, like, say you guys in the videos, you film a lot throughout the week. You're not going to sit there and watch every video in the time. But he came out and it was like, to be fair, it's really hard to run because of the lights. It was so hot because the camera, and it's a white backdrop, so you have to have a lot of lights as well.
But at the same time, Ethan and Harry had the same situation as us three.
Yeah,
in terms of lights. But it was hard for everyone.
I'm saying, for you all, not one team. I think he's just mentioning, you know, in general.
So, JJ wasn't in the video. Mm-hmm. He woke up needing to poo and couldn't get off the toilet. He was there for about 17 hours.
For real?
No, about 6 hours.
Damn.
But he was actually saying like, oh, like, guys, I can't. Like, I physically can't.
And he's been keeping fit though, hasn't he? So he was actually
quite pissed he wasn't there because he wanted to be.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, like, I don't think I can. Everyone was like, oh, I'll come just for like 5 minutes, you know, say, oh, I need to poo and then go.
Yeah.
And I was like, lads, he can't get off the toilet.
Yeah. And also,
to get there and then whatever the setup and stuff, like, he would have had to poo in the time it takes to get there.
Weird reason to miss a video, but valid. It sounds like Josh was ill, right?
Josh.
Or just recovering.
Josh was in his like dizzy phase.
And to be fair, like he, you know, he put in his calendar, he's going to go, you know, get back in the gym. But to be fair, his actual
respiratory.
Yes, system is messed up, in it from when he had COVID. He said he's struggling to run now.
Well, I think it's getting better now.
Yeah, and hopefully when he goes to gym, he can build it up again.
But yeah, we did, we split into those two teams. We kind of thought, because JJ wasn't there, we were like, JJ, Ethan, Harry, we were like, we know they're the fittest. So we were going to, you know, have to have 2-1. But then because JJ wasn't there when it was on odd number, we thought, 3v2.
Yeah.
But we thought to ourselves, we were like, how are we going to do the switchovers? What do you do? Do you click stop? But that would get rid of the distance and stuff.
Yeah.
So we decided, like, okay, you have to go down to zero. And right. we thought, you know, they might switch over. But as soon as Harry started running for the first 5 minutes, and I saw Vic run for 5 minutes, and I was like, okay, Vic's getting a bit tired. We need to swap.
Yeah.
I was like, the issue is I can see Harry can do this speed, which is what I can do for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
For 30.
Yeah.
And then Ethan can do it for 30.
Yeah.
So I was like, they're going to do the speed we can get top speed at for the whole time.
Yeah.
So I was like, literally, as soon as we started, I was like, well,
yeah, it's just
we've tough. Already lost.
Yeah.
The switchovers literally lost us like a lot each yeah. time.
I saw at one point Ethan, like, to be fair, by mistake, he
wasn't running well.
But it must have been like the smallest.
They would have won regardless.
Yeah.
But they cheated, so we won. No, they would have won regardless. But it made me realize, like, how unfit I am.
Yeah. But yeah, it's something you can build up, in it?
You have to, for sure.
Attention. Like, Ethan smashes it, to be fair.
Like, Ethan's been doing fitness. I mean, he did a marathon.
Yeah.
Like, he was always going to be one of the strongest in that.
Yeah.
Harry has actually been smashing it, which I don't think people see. Like, Ethan is, you know, you do see it a lot. I think
you saw it in the Simon Got Talent when he had to wear the leotard.
He's big.
Hench, man. Yeah,
but this is before that. Like,
yeah, but still, like, yeah. In general, I know that, to be fair, that people were memeing Harry in the group chat, and also he was memeing himself because he got a little bit big.
Yeah, he got a little bit overweight.
Yeah, just a little chubby.
Yeah,
a little but chub.
He did then just like
yeah.
He now does like constant runs and
sick
runs around, etc. And
fair play, Harry.
He is very fit as well. Him and Ethan, yeah, fair play. Me, Vic, and Toby were struggling.
Yeah,
struggling that video. Yeah. I don't know how we could have realistically, I feel like we would have had to just go like one of them on each team plus somehow, or two and a one would have been the fairest after looking back at it.
But it was also nice to see, like, maybe, I guess. I asked a question here. If JJ and Josh could make it, what would the teams have been then?
Oh, wait, it was everyone.
Yeah, and let's just say Josh hadn't been affected too much by COVID. But hadn't been working out. Let's say that.
Because
Josh went through a stage where he was running a lot.
You'd have to split those three up: the JJ, Harry, and Ethan.
Or would you do that? Yeah, sure. Yeah,
because it'd be the same video.
It'd be the exact same video.
Like, I don't think JJ would even need to run.
Like, yeah,
we could have an extra person. And lose more.
Okay, so split those up.
I think you'd look at it and go, all right, who do you think is the strongest runner there? And you would assume.
Say Ethan, you know.
I'd assume Ethan because of the marathon, but he hasn't been running as much. So with insider knowledge of Harry running a lot,
okay,
I would have said him.
Yeah.
So I would have chucked, but for normal sight of Ethan's done a marathon, I would have gone Ethan plus then you would have probably gone like either me or Josh plus either Toby and Vic just for like sizing and like scaling stuff. So I think it would have been probably like Ethan, Josh, and Toby versus me, Vic, Harry, and JJ.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think there is a fair way.
Yeah, there's not really.
I really don't.
If it was even, if it was eight of you, maybe.
I think the only fair way is, yeah, because the only even way is to have one more fit person or have one less unfit person. You'd have to have an even amount.
Say if Josh could have actually ran.
Then you could have had...
On their team.
Harry. No, but you'd have to have like Harry, Josh, Vic, Ethan, Toby, me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you have like the two very fit people.
Yeah.
And then the four not as fit.
Yeah.
Unfit. Yeah. I'll admit, unfit.
Yeah, it was a scale though.
But yeah. But that was a fun video.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Good thumbnail.
It wasn't fun.
Good thumbnail.
It wasn't fun. I hate it.
But it's a good thumbnail.
It was a good thumbnail.
Banged it.
Yeah.
Good video, good camera work.
More Sidemen on the up.
Yeah.
By the time this goes out, we just hit 5 mil subs. Bap, bap. We're literally bap. Like 2K away when recording this, I think.
Could be on 6 mil. Something crazy could happen.
In a day.
Something crazy could happen. Could drop a diss track.
I think that's it for today.
Yeah.
As we said, new studio.
It's sick.
It is very sick.
Let us know what you think. Like, sure, you like it.
Yeah.
It's sick.
And if you don't, just subscribe and leave.
Yeah, please do subscribe.
Yeah, we got to get 1 mil.
Yeah, we got to get 1 mil. Yeah,
please.
By the time, if we do another of those interviews, by then.
I hope.
And by then, hopefully I hit it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. And peace.
Take care.